Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Did you know that the Congress passed legislation authorizing the Land and Water Conservation Fund to spend $9 billion to buy private land? The Interior Department doesn't have the money to take care of the millions of acres they own now. This land grab bill, 700 pages in length, has gotten almost no attention. The federal government already owns one-third of the land in our country, and look at the map of the western states. The federal government owns almost half of the land in the West. I thought we would favor private property. The government should not be using our tax money to buy our land from us. We should be using private land to feed our cows and drill for oil and mine for gold. Our government already has way too much land. Much of the land the government owns now could be put to better use. Lease it out to private businesses and raise billions of dollars to rebuild our infrastructure. 2 weeks ago, the Trump administration opened 75,000 acres of federal land for lease by ranchers and energy companies. And the sage-grouse lovers were really angry. Well, let them scream. That grouse doesn't own the land. The American people own the land. The Democratic House voted for the land grab bill, not surprised, but the Senate did not, and now the only chance to kill this ridiculous legislation is for a presidential veto. President Trump has not vetoed any bills since elected, but this is his chance. In the days of Newt Gingrich's leadership in the House, he said, and I quote, "Congress shall allow no net loss of private property to the feds. For every acre the government plans to purchase or seize, it must sell off at least 1 acre in return." Well, from my perspective, that is a rule we should insist on now. I thank Steve Moore, a fellow at the Heritage Foundation, for alerting me about this land grab socialism. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.